I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As discontent rumbles across the Middle East and North Africa, some question the likelihood of a second Arab Spring. The first began in Tunisia in late 2010, and by March 2011, there were uprisings in a dozen countries. A decade later, protesters are back in the streets of Tunisia and Oman. The Arab Spring resulted in some positive religious freedom changes, but much work remains. Visit missionnews.org to help persecuted Christians through the Voice of the Martyrs, USA. And the pandemic has been hard on everyone, but especially difficult for the global deaf community. Door International's Rob Myers says deaf people often hold manual labor jobs or seasonal positions. Those tend to be the first jobs cut. Through the 30 for 30 program, Door uses $30 gifts to support a deaf family for 30 days. When deaf believers deliver the aid, they share the gospel in sign language. See how this program is changing lives at missionnews.org.